Lobsters on their backs were still on the bench in front of his locker, resting there like a pair of dead lobsters. "Christ's sakes," Craig grumbled, handing the gloves to Jamie. "What have we got a checklist for if you're just gonna ignore it?"
"Thanks, Wiley," Jamie said, pulling on the stiff gloves and sealing the cuffs around his wrists.
"Jamie wants to Indian wrestle his Martians barehanded," Dex kidded. Holding up both his gloved hands, Jamie said through his sealed visor, "I won't forget them again."
"Once'll be enough to kill you," Craig grumbled.
Jamie glanced again at Vijay. She looked stricken. Stacy, ever practical, said firmly,
"You two check each other out completely before leaving the rover. Every time. Call in to me whenever you are going outside, and we will go down the checklist together. Understood?"
"Yes, Mama," said Dex with a laugh.
Jamie thought it might be a damn good idea. Vijay spelled Rodriguez at the communications console until dinner. Then the astronaut came back into the comm center.
"Dinner time," he said, gesturing with his bandaged hand in the general direction of the galley.
"Why don't you eat first?" Vijay said. "I'll be okay here until you're finished."
"Already ate," Rodriguez said, easing himself into the chair next to her. "I'm getting the hang of doing it one-handed."
Despite herself, Vijay grinned at him.
"You mean you don't need Trudy to spoon-feed you anymore?"
His swarthy cheeks flushed noticeably.
"Nah. But don't let her know."
Vijay laughed.
"Go on and eat," Rodriguez said. "If they call in, I'll give you a yell, okay?"
Reluctantly, Vijay slipped the headset off.
"Okay," she said.
Dex put through a routine call when they stopped for the night. Strictly business, no personal messages. Vijay picked at her dinner, then headed for her quarters. Stacy intercepted her.
"Come to my office," she said. "We must talk."
Vijay followed Stacy to her cubicle and sat on the stiff little desk chair. Stacy plunked herself down on the edge of the bunk.
"Do you understand why I decided to have Dex go with Jamie?" Stacy asked, with no preamble.
"So that Jamie wouldn't worry about Dex being here with me while he's out on the excursion.
That is part of it."
Vijay felt her brows rise in a silent question.
"The rest of it is that I didn't want Dex here where he could, what's the expression, hit on you."
Vijay scoffed.
"I could handle that, perhaps. But this way there is no problem at all. You don't have to worry about handling it."
"Thank you, then."
"I didn't do it for you, Vijay. I did it for Jamie. I didn't want him out there worrying about you. He is too good a man to have to carry that burden."
"I see.
And also," Dezhurova hunched forward slightly,
"I am not so certain how well you would handle Dex. He can be very seductive."
"I had my fling with Dex," Vijay said, feeling a simmering of anger stir within her. "It's over and done with."
"And your fling with Jamie?"
"I don't think that's any of your business, is it?"
Stacy smiled like a patient mother.
"No, of course it is not. It's just that I like Jamie. I respect him. I don't want to see him hurt again."
"Again?"
"His first marriage. It left marks on him, you know."
Vijay nodded.
"Yes." "Do you love him?"
Startled by the question, Vijay flared.
"How should I know? How can any of us know what we're feeling while we're here? This isn't the real world. We're so far away from the real world, so isolated and alone."
Strangely, Dezhurova's smile widened.
"Good. That is a good, honest answer.
It is what I expected, what I hoped for."
"What are you talking about?"
Stacy got up from the bunk and stood beside Vijay. Bending down to put her face next to Vijay's, she said softly,
"There was the chance that you are just a hot-blooded young woman who enjoys sleeping with strong men. Or worse, a fool who thinks it is romantic to go to bed with every man who is attracted to her."
Vijay shot to her feet.
"Don't get angry," Dezhurova said quickly. "I was fairly certain you were not really like that, but I had to find out for myself. A woman like that could wreck this team. Someone could be hurt badly, maybe even killed."
Reining in her resentment, Vijay hissed.
"So what have you decided?"
Stacy patted her shoulder.
You are not a safety risk. Not a deliberate one, at least. You have a good head on your shoulders.
The anger drained out of Vijay. She sank back onto the chair and looked up at Dezhurova.
So what should I do about Jamie?
Stacy shook her head and went back to the bunk.
Don't ask me. All I know about men is that they always end up hurting you.
Take a look at this, Dex called to Jamie. He was sitting in the cockpit, a message from his father on the panel's central screen. The rover was buttoned up for the night. Tomorrow they would reach Tithonium Chasma, and Jamie would go down to the cleft in the cliff face and see what was to be seen. Already he felt a tightness in his gut, an anticipatory tingle of excitement and worry. He made his way past the bunks and ducked into the cockpit, leaning his arms against the back of Dex's seat. The screen showed a list of names, individuals, schools, corporations, with dollar figures to one side of each.
What is it? Jamie asked.
My dear old dad is already lining up backers for the next expedition, Dex explained. He's raised $3 bill just like that. He snapped his fingers.
Jamie slid into the driver's seat and stared at the screen.
Global News, Universal Entertainment. Who's Puget Sound, Inc.?
Holding company, Dex said.
They own or control half the travel agencies in North America.
Travel agencies?
Dex nodded. Don't get worked up. Not yet. We're a long way from bringing tourists up here.
Then why would travel agencies want to help fund the next expedition?
To get VR tour rights, I guess. Take a trip without leaving the comfort of your living room.
Jamie looked at Dex. The younger man seemed perfectly serious.
Look, Jamie, I'd be lying if I said they didn't intend to bring tourist groups to Mars eventually. Hell, they're already packaging trips to the moon, aren't they?
Tourists, Jamie muttered darkly.
Well, you don't have to look at me as though I led the massacre at Wounded Knee, for Christ's sake, Dex said.
You're the one who wants to do this, Dex, not me.
We've got to. How the hell do you expect to raise the money you need to explore this planet otherwise?
I'd rather go begging on street corners.
And you'd get nickels and dimes, Dex snapped. Get real.
Getting up from the chair, Jamie said, there's got to be a better way, Dex.
Sure. Get the government to do it. It took Brumado 20 years to get the first expedition funded, and you didn't see the government rushing to back this one, did you?
There's got to be a better way.
You find it, let me know about it.
Starting for the galley, Jamie said, you're going to turn Mars into a tourist attraction.
How the hell do you think we got here this time? Dex said, with some heat in his voice.
Jamie turned back to face him.
Because your father ramrodded the funding drive, I know.
Because I got him to do it, Dex said, jabbing a thumb at his own chest.
He didn't have the faintest friggin' interest in Mars. I got him interested.
By telling him he could sell tickets to tourists.
By telling him he could make money out of it, yeah. What's wrong with that?
We can't do scientific research with tourists crawling over us.
Ah, come on, Jamie, we've got a whole planet here. We can keep the tourists out of our way.
Really?
Jamie felt the old seething anger boiling up in him.
They'll want to go to the most interesting places, won't they? Down at the canyon floor, where we found the lichen, for example,
they'll be picking samples and tramping all over the place.
We won't let that happen.
How are you going to stop it, Dex?
Once we let them start coming here, where do we draw the line?
Money talks, doesn't it?
The people who pay the money are going to want to do what they want to do, won't they?
Dex strode up the narrow aisle to stand almost touching noses with Jamie.
Christ, you think you're the only scientist in the frigging solar system?
I want to do good science, too, you know.
If your tourists allow us to.
Damn!
Dex slammed a fist against the folded upper bunk above his own.
This damned holier-than-thou shit. I've had it up to here.
He pointed his other hand at his Adam's apple.
Jamie felt the heat rising in his own face.
And then you'll want to start building big tourist facilities, hotels, parks where they can walk around in their shirt sleeves.
You're going to wreck this planet, Dex. A whole world destroyed and its native life forms with it.
That's 100 years in the future, maybe more.
It's now, Dex. What we do now shapes the future. Every step we take creates our path into tomorrow. What you want to do is going to destroy this world just as surely as the Europeans destroyed the world of the Native Americans.
You think I want it this way?
You talked your father into doing